Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Home Edit Life, The No-Guilt Guide to Owning What You Want and Organizing Everything. Clee Shearer offers a refreshing approach to the concepts of organizing and decluttering. This book is not merely about creating order. It's about designing a lifestyle that embraces both functionality and aesthetics. Shearer, known for her revolutionary company, The Home Edit, extends her organizing philosophy beyond the container, promoting a system that balances one's belongings with one's aspirations. The book presents practical tips infused with a sense of joy and encouragement, aimed at making organization attainable for everyone, regardless of their current clutter level. Shearer's guide focuses on living and organizing in a way that brings happiness and efficiency, emphasizing that organization should cater to individual preferences and lifestyles, not conform to stringent rules. This approach makes the home edit life a standout, providing readers with the tools to create spaces that reflect and accommodate their desires, needs, and personal style. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, principle of intentional ownership. A key theme in the home edit life is the principle of intentional ownership. Clee Shearer advocates for a thoughtful approach towards what we own, urging readers to maintain possessions that truly bring value and joy. The concept challenges the traditional minimalist approach of less is more, proposing instead that more isn't necessarily bad, as long as it's meaningful. Shearer provides actionable strategies to help sort through belongings, encouraging readers to reflect on each item's purpose in their life. This principle helps in mitigating the guilt often associated with possessions, presenting a balanced perspective on consumption and conservation. She stresses on creating systems that allow for both abundance and order, showcasing how spaces can be meticulously organized without sacrificing personal taste and the pleasures of abundance. Secondly, zone-based organization systems. The book breaks down the technical aspects of organizing through what Shearer calls zone-based organization systems. Each zone, or designated area within the home, is tailored to specific activities or uses, promoting efficiency and order. Clee illustrates how to customize each zone to fit individual and family lifestyles, ensuring that the organization not only looks appealing but also functions effectively. She includes detailed guidance on how to categorize items logically by frequency of use and accessibility, enhancing everyday routines. A significant part of the discussion revolves around innovative use of space, employing vertical storage and multifunctional furniture to maximize small areas. These strategies are particularly beneficial for readers living in limited spaces, helping them to fully utilize areas creatively and efficiently. Thirdly, sustainability and eco-friendly practices. Sustainability is a poignant aspect of Shearer's organizing philosophy. The home edit life integrates eco-friendly practices into home organization, advising on ways to reduce waste and repurpose items. She emphasizes the importance of sustainable choices, such as opting for reusable containers and ditching single-use plastics. Clee offers insights into responsibly discarding unwanted items, suggesting donation or recycling as viable options to minimize environmental impact. This focus not only aids in decluttering, but also instills a sense of responsibility towards the environment. By incorporating sustainability into organization, Shearer encourages readers to create systems that are not only beneficial for their homes, but also for the planet. Fourthly, organizing with kids. Organizing a home with children can be particularly challenging, and Clee Shearer addresses this issue with empathy and practicality in the home edit life. She offers creative solutions and systems that involve children in the organizing process, making it a family-centered activity that encourages tidiness from an early age. Strategies include using clear labeled bins for toys, low shelves for easy access, and dedicated zones for play, study, and storage. Clee also suggests routines that help children understand and maintain organization, promoting autonomy and responsibility. Her approach is geared towards making organization a habit for children, thereby easing the ongoing efforts of parents to keep the home orderly. Lastly, digital clutter and technology. In the age of digital overload, the home edit life extends its organizing principles to digital spaces. Clee Shearer tackles the often overlooked aspect of technological clutter, providing guidance on how to streamline digital files, emails, and online media. She advises on categorization techniques, digital filing systems, and regular digital cleanups to enhance productivity and reduce stress. The discussion also covers the physical aspects of technology in the home, such as organizing cords and chargers, and efficiently setting up home office spaces. Her insights help readers to navigate the challenges of the digital world, ensuring that both their physical and digital lives are organized. In conclusion, The Home Edit Life by Clea Shearer is an essential read for anyone looking to enhance their living space, manage their possessions without guilt, and adopt sustainable practices within their home. It's particularly beneficial for individuals struggling with clutter, those living in small spaces, and families that want to involve children in tidy habits. The book not only offers practical advice and innovative ideas, but also encourages a healthier, more conscious lifestyle that respects both personal desires and environmental limits. By integrating the principles outlined by Shearer, readers can expect to achieve not merely a well-organized home, but also a space that reflects their personality and values, ultimately enhancing their quality of life and well-being. If you would like to support Clea Shearer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.